news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we made it to Friday the 13th. Is that crazy? Yeah, I mean, it's another Friday, and it happens to be the 13th. I mean, if you're triskaidekaphobic, then you got an issue. If not, then you should be all right. Of course, the computer's already malfunctioning this morning, so I don't know. Maybe we got some bigger issues.
Triska what? Triskaidekaphobic?
Yeah, triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13. Mm. So, yeah, somebody would be triskaidekaphobic if they could even... Can you be something if you can't spell it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just checking. All right, all the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with more on our forecast. Yeah, a bunch of rain overnight. What does the weekend ahead hold? Well, he'll let us know. Plus, we'll get a weekend weather scale at about 7:35. Plus, on the way, we'll talk to Kane and get... Actually, you ready? Okay, Kane's ready to go now. We'll go to Kane now, then we'll be back and set up the show. It's Friday the 13th.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions, but we do have wet roadways and showers that have moved through the area. Looks good across the bay. Way in the causeway, Tillman's Corner at Theodore, no backups or delays, and no accidents in the roadways. Airport, Dolphins, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, the Bayway and the causeway all running smooth. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. Get your tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At your CBD store in West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Yeah, there we go. Whatever. Yeah, play the music from the movie or something like that. We'll do that later on because that's what everybody in radio does.
Mm-hmm.
Play the Friday the 13th music.
I've never been scared of Friday the 13th guy, but I have had that thought, maybe drive a little carefully. More carefully.
Maybe you should do that every day. Whether it happens to be the random 13th, you know why 13 is scary for people?
What's the reason? I know. I'm going to let you tell me.
You don't
know. Okay, yeah, I don't
know. One of the theories, I don't think anybody really knows, one of the theories was it was the great beyond for counting, for early, maybe even hunter-gatherer mankind, right? Early mankind. So you got your fingers. Now, don't bring in your toes because it ruins the whole thing, but if they were trying to count... Okay, you could count 10 fingers and then close that have two fists.
Okay.
That's 12.
And they didn't know what came next.
They didn't know what came next. I don't know what they had. Of course, I when I first heard that story, I said, well, couldn't they have taken rocks?
Yeah.
And put them there in an area of dirt and then put more than 12 rocks out and counted those? And then people just stare at me. They said, no, it's because it's your fingers and hands. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so
sounds legit.
Actually, there's some other scholarly works on this coming through the Catholic Church as well. Why 13? And we might get into that today. Is the spooky number? So if you're triskaidekaphobic, but probably just stay inside today. Don't go to work. Call in. Scared.
Sorry, boss. I'm scared today.
So I'm not gonna be making it in today. It's the 13th. It's Friday 13th. I'm a pretty open-minded guy as a manager, but if I get that call one day, go ahead and the cardboard box with your stuff will be waiting for you.
Wait for the next time that it comes up. I'm giving you that call.
You should be like, I'll go ahead and give you the cardboard box to pack up around here. All right. 50 at our studios, heading for a high in the 60s today. Dr. Bill has more details coming up at around 6:35. Also in the world of sports.
Yeah, Joe Burrow continues to rack up the awards, and that's before we even get to the Heisman Trophy ceremony tomorrow night.
And coming up in Montgomery tomorrow, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. You're 200. It's your birthday. So Alabama's bicentennial celebration, the big one tomorrow in Montgomery. We'll talk about that. And right now, Kelly has more headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teenager is missing this morning, and he could be anywhere in the state as the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help to find 17-year-old Tyler Glenn Ashworth. He was last seen in Leeds on December 3rd. He may be in Coleman County, but authorities still want you to keep an eye out for him. Tyler's described as being 5 feet 5 inches tall, 120 pounds, with blue eyes and brown hair. If you have information on Tyler's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact 205-884-6840 or simply 911. Mobile Rescue Fire has confirmed that a woman was injured from a gunshot wound very close to an elementary school in Midtown on Thursday. According to Mobile Police, a 22-year-old woman was shot in the shoulder near Baltimore Street and Gale Street, which is close to Craighead Elementary School. The female victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The initial call was made to Mobile Fire Rescue around 4:15 p.m. yesterday. There are no known suspects at this time. This investigation is still ongoing. 1 week ago, a pedestrian was hit while trying to cross the street. On Friday, just before 3 p.m., Mobile Police responded to a pedestrian being hit at Claremont Street and Canaan Street. The unidentified victim was transported to the hospital for leg pain. Meantime, the driver of the vehicle told police that his view of the road was blocked by parked vehicles. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health says four people in Mobile County tested positive for acute hepatitis A. The virus is spread through contaminated food or water. Experts recommend getting vaccinated. A vote by the Alabama State School Board has eliminated Common Core as the state's math standard. The board voted 5-3 after a debate that led to some heated moments. Board member Stephanie Bell is worried that many on the board didn't get to see the final product before voting. Some of the changes include advanced courses and how students are taught to solve math problems. Ultimately, the board voted to approve the new standards. The changes will go into effect during the 2020-21 school year. The man accused of hitting and killing a woman and infant is expected to be sentenced today. Marquise Wallace was convicted of driving a car on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year at about 90 miles per hour and hitting the two, then driving off. 7-month-old Nariah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Joe Burrow wins the AP College Football Player of the Year. Lamar Jackson breaks Michael Vick's rushing record. And Team USA continues to falter in the President's Cup. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Associated Press named LSU quarterback Joe Burrow the 2019 AP College Football Player of the Year yesterday, making him the first LSU player to win the 21-year-old award. It was a landslide win for the leader of the top-ranked team. Burrow received 51 of 54 first-place votes from AP Top 25 poll voters, also a total of 159 points. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young was second with three first-place votes. Buckeyes quarterback Justin Fields was third. Burrow, Young, Fields, and Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts, who finished fourth in the voting, are also the finalists for the Heisman Trophy that will be handed out tomorrow in New York. That wasn't the only hardware that Burrow left with last night. He won the Maxwell Award, which is given to the NCAA's Player of the Year, and the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year Award. Here are the other awards handed out Thursday. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young won the Chuck Bednarik Award, given to the top defensive player. He's the first Buckeyes player to win that award. LSU's Jamar Chase won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver. Wisconsin's Jonathan Taylor won the Doak Walker Award as the top running back for the second consecutive season. He joins Texas's Ricky Williams and Arkansas's Darren McFadden as two-time winners. Oregon offensive tackle Penei Sewell won the Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman. LSU safety Grant Delpit won the Thorpe Award as the best defensive back. Georgia's Rodrigo Blankenship won the Groza Award for the top kicker. Kentucky's Max Duffy won the Ray Guy Award as the top punter. Wisconsin's Tyler Biadasz won the Remington Award as the best center. Florida Atlantic's Harrison Bryant won the Mackey Award as the top tight end. And, of course, LSU's Ed Orgeron won the Home Depot Coach of the Year Award.
I appreciate that.
Orgeron seems like a guy that has been to Home Depot once or twice in his life.
That's actually probably a good ad campaign. Orgeron goes shopping at Home Depot.
And you know he grabs a monster on his way out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's all jacked up, and he's getting, like, electrical supplies and lumber. He's putting, you know, 8x8s over each shoulder and walking them up. I think that'd be good.
For sure. In the NFL last night, the Baltimore Ravens clinched the AFC North with a 42-21 win over the New York Jets. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing mark for a quarterback. The mark was at 1,039 yards. Jackson broke that in the first quarter. He finished the night with 86 yards rushing, pushing that record to 1,103 yards. He also threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, further making his case for NFL MVP. Here's his fourth touchdown pass of the night, a 33-yarder to Seth Roberts.
Second down and 20 now. The pass to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Baltimore, Seth Roberts.
With a win next week in Cleveland, the 11-2 Ravens could clinch the top playoff seed in the AFC. In other NFL news, the Justice Department announced Thursday that 10 former NFL players were charged in a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud the league's health care benefit program by submitting false claims for medical equipment. Players were charged in two separate indictments filed in federal court in Kentucky. They accused them of conspiracy, wire fraud, and health care fraud. Prosecutors allege they submitted nearly $4 million in phony claims. The players charged include some local guys here: Robert McCune of LaFleur High School, Etrick Pruitt of Theodore High School, and Carlos Rogers, who is an All-American at Auburn. Other former players charged include John Eubanks, Tamarick Vanover, Ciandris Brown, James Butler, Fred Bennett, Correll Buckhalter, and Clinton Portis. That's a big name.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department also filed court papers noting that they plan to file charges against two other players, Joe Horn, a four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver for New Orleans, and Donald Rashay Caldwell. In golf, the Americans fought back on day two of the President's Cup in Melbourne, Australia, but weren't able to eat into the international team's lead with 2 days left to play. The international team won two of the alternate shot matches, so did the U.S., and they halved the other match. Later today, there will be four matches of best ball and alternate shot before all 12 players compete in singles on the final day. U.S. currently 3 points behind the international team. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 620 means we're just about 13, 14 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And your forecast for the weekend ahead, had a bunch of rain the last few days. What about the weekend? He'll fill that in just a second. 50 now at our studios. And I was thinking about this as I was actually getting dunned on the other side from mother-in-law about what I wanted for Christmas. Mm. And I do my normal thing, you know, a couple things. Number one, nothing. I don't want anything.
Socks.
I don't want socks. I don't want anything. Or I say, just look at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Those are all things I like. But she said no to that. And then I started talking about clothing, you know, because you need some new shirts. Well, what size? And then, well, I don't know. In this brand, I wear the large. This brand's an extra large. You know, you go through all that stuff. So, and then I thought, maybe I need to just give her the code Sullivan over at Omaha Steaks so she could, because we talk about this, that in the Sullivan house, we both give and receive Omaha Steaks, and it is a fantastic gift because the fit on Omaha Steaks is perfect for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, the size is perfect. And actually, there are a variety of sizes. You can go and get gigantic steaks from Omaha Steaks. But right now, let me tell you about this great gift package, the favorite gift package from Omaha Steaks. If you go to omahasteaks.com right now and enter my code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar. So when the website comes up, you'll see the search bar. Put Sullivan in there and order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love. It's only $69.99. And with that, you know this fits. All these items fit perfectly. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. You get all the great food plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. So don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer and get your gift there before the holidays are over, you listening, mother-in-law? Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan in the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. So omahasteaks.com. When you're there, make sure you put my code Sullivan in the search bar. 622, we'll check in with Kane for traffic coming up next.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ho, ho, and what can I do for you, young lady?
It's more what I can do for you this year, Santa.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I noticed you've added a few more elves this year, and all this expensive camera equipment.
Indeed.
And I understand you had to build a new daycare onto the barn to accommodate all those new fawns this year.
Yes, Dasher and Prancer went a little crazy over spring break.
Santa's workshop is a bundle of ever-increasing liabilities. I'll bet you're paying too much on your commercial and business liability coverage.
I've called a couple of places, but they haven't gotten back to me yet, and I get excellent cell coverage in the sleigh. It's so frustrating.
Call Jack Green, eNational Insurance at 767-6550 for a same-day quote on your business insurance.
You think Jack can save me enough money so I can buy Mrs. Claus this diamond earring she's been wanting?
Just one.
She got a piercing while they were in Daytona.
Oh, my.
Call Jack Green, eNational Insurance at 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions and light traffic. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're clear. Also, as you're traveling through Mobile, Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, no delays there. And across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, to Malbus and Loxley, looking good on I-10. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6950. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A big birthday bash for the state of Alabama is happening tomorrow as the state of Alabama turns 200 years old. According to the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, big name organizations and groups like Alabama Power, Regions, Airbus, Mercedes-Benz, and the Porch Creek Indians are among some of the names and groups and organizations who donated more than $3 million to the foundation, which was created to raise money for the Bicentennial celebration. The donations funded grants, exhibits, a bicentennial park at the state capitol, and other public aspects of the celebration, with some of the donations also paying for a closed-door event. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, that's where former Secretary of State Dr. Condoleezza Rice will be hosted as a special guest of honor, and American Idol winner Ruben Studdard, who is also an Alabama native, is scheduled to perform. The commission says that state and federal officials, including the governor, city and county leaders, and college and university presidents, will also be in attendance of that private event. Now, the public bicentennial celebrations this weekend, well, they include celebrations at the Alabama Capitol, including a parade, park dedication, concerts, educational events, and a light and sound show. Closer to home, Mobile police responded to a shots fired call yesterday just after the noon hour, and that's where I found a teenager wounded at Van Lee Circle. According to Mobile police, the 16-year-old was suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. He told police that he was walking down Stewart Road when he heard gunshots, but he says he continued to walk, but soon he felt a pain in his leg and noticed that he had been shot. He then ran to a family member's home on Van Lee Circle. The teenager was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to make a full recovery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Maybe that's what I can put on my Christmas list. People stop shooting each other in the city of Mobile. How about that?
That's a good cause to get behind.
Alabama Bicentennial Celebration, like Kelly said, going on tomorrow in Birmingham. We got the parade with this. Now, a lot of people have asked, and I have no answer here, because the governor's office doesn't talk to me. And I'm a nice guy. I don't know how that happened, but they don't talk to me. But people asking, did I think the high-stepping turkeys would be? I would say, if I'm the governor, I have them as part of the parade. I don't think they will.
Grand marshals?
Yeah, I mean, if you get pardoned by the governor, the least you could do is be the grand marshal of the bicentennial parade. Don't you think? Fair trade-off. You get to live, do a little parading. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An officer from Ozark, Alabama, is in the hospital this morning after being shot. The officer was responding to a call at a home when shots were fired. Right now, that officer is at the Southeast Health Medical Center in Dothan. No word on what led up to that incident. The U.S. Naval Academy will honor three sailors killed in the mass shooting at NAS Pensacola last Friday during the Army-Navy football game Saturday. One of the victims, Joshua Watson, was a recent graduate of the Naval Academy. The midshipmen will wear ribbons on their lapels or memorial patches from the Naval Aviation School's command in Pensacola. You can watch the Army-Navy game on WKRG at 2 o'clock Saturday. And a Escambia County, Florida deputy shot in the line of duty earlier this week is out of the hospital. The deputy was shot on Wednesday while responding to a call on Limerick Lane in Pensacola. The suspected shooter, Daniel Hux, has been charged with attempted murder. Governor Kay Ivey announced $60,000 in grants will go towards teaching court officials about domestic violence. The money will help train employees about the causes and consequences. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected to approve 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump today after postponing a vote late last night. After 14 hours of partisan back and forth, Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler suddenly adjourned. Suzanne Malveaux is on Capitol Hill.
You could hear it. I mean, it was gasps of surprise, howls of anger filling the House chamber last night. This was after 14 hours of debate over the articles of impeachment. All of us were shocked and surprised when Chairman Nadler gaveled the session to a close. Democrats very pleased about this move, but Republicans are furious.
The Democrats say they want the American people to see the vote. The panel gavels in at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has already been to Buckingham Palace to ceremonially ask permission of the Queen to form a new government following a solid victory at the polls for his Conservative Party and pro-Brexit policy. Wall Street stock futures continuing yesterday's gains that saw the Nasdaq and S&P hit record highs. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Costco's out with quarterly results largely in line with expectations. Reporting after the closing bell, the Seattle-based warehouse club chain posted per share earnings of $1.73 on revenue of more than $37 billion. Costco shares are off fractionally pre-market. Nike has designed a shoe specifically for doctors and nurses. The company aims to help medical professionals who are constantly on their feet and work long shifts. The shoes are called the Air Zoom Pulse and are available now, but many nurses are already complaining about the price. The kicks cost $120. U.S. stocks bounced to record highs on news that the United States and China reached a tentative trade deal. The Dow added 220 points, the Nasdaq added 63 for a new record, and the S&P set 1-2 with a gain of 30 points. Stocks are pointed toward a higher market open. Commodity markets could enjoy a nice bump, too, with U.S. corn, wheat, and soybean futures higher on fresh export demand and news about the trade agreement. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
No matter the occasion, at Honey Baked Ham Mobile, they've got you covered. They've got the gift you're tempted to give yourself, a Honey Baked Ham gift card. And if you can't decide what to give this year, let that lucky someone decide. Everyone on your shopping list can choose something for themselves. From their famous hams to delicious side dishes, desserts, and more, they are your gift headquarters this Christmas. Extended holiday hours the week before Christmas for your last-minute shopping convenience. Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so that rain coming through last night, I listened to a good bit of it, saw it out there. What about today?
Yeah, we still have showers around. There's a low-pressure system just off the coast now, the Alabama coast, and moving in a northeasterly direction so that eventually today it'll move across the Florida panhandle and then on up into Georgia. So we can look for periods of showers today. It'll be a mild day with temperatures about 65, mid-60s through the afternoon. Now, tonight, we may see still a few showers around in the evening as we cool down to around 45 degrees for tonight. And then tomorrow, skies will become mostly sunny, and that could occur as early as the mid-morning hours. And that means a rather nice day tomorrow with the temperatures getting into the upper 60s. And Sunday looks good, mostly sunny and a little bit warmer, about 72 degrees for Sunday afternoon. Now, after that, the next storm system starts to move in on Monday. It'll start out partly cloudy with some showers developing in the afternoon, but we're going to warm up into the upper 70s and possibly getting up to 80 degrees. Monday night, showers and a few thunderstorms, and there's a possibility those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds, and that is Monday night. And then into Tuesday morning, the showers continue, turns colder, the high about 62 on Tuesday, and then it looks like Tuesday night will be down into the mid-30s, Wednesday night in the lower 30s. So we're going to see some freezing temperatures certainly on Wednesday night. But in the meantime, we're going to move this rain out for the weekend, and the weekend looks good, and then back to some stormy weather on Monday.
All right. Well, yeah, it does. It would be nice to have the sun out. But once again, did I mishear you? Sunday, we may make 80 degrees?
Looks like Monday we could get into the upper 70s and be approaching 80 degrees. And then after that, of course, the storms and the rain will move in for Monday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. Coming up next hour, weekend weather scale.
Yes, I'll be working on it.
All right, Dr. Bill, our staff meteorologist with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Also was talking about yesterday, the Mobile Weather Almanac getting ready to hit stores next week. Of course, it's free and school thing each year. We'll talk more about that coming up with Dr. Bill next hour. And speaking of some housekeeping stuff we're doing around here, of course, it is the last month of the year. This is, of course, on the heels of Time Magazine and their Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And
Greta Thunberg.
And I want to decide, and we'll transition very quickly into our Alabamian of the Year that we do here at FM Talk 106.5. But I want you to tell folks what you told me yesterday. So you had done a little digging, like
right.
You always do, on how Time Magazine. We talked about Time Magazine. I had said that, you know, one of the differences with our Alabamian of the Year versus Time's Person of the Year is it's a starch shirt. A group of people, editorial board that decides who wins, and they don't take any input from their readers. But you said, in fact, they do.
Well, after the fact, they do. So the editors...
Listen to this, y'all.
The editors do select the Time Person of the Year, but then they have an annual readers survey where they have people vote on who they think should be Time's Person of the Year. And they said this year more than 27 million people voted. So I'd say that's a
pretty
good sample size
pretty
right
good
there.
Sample.
Huh? And the winner...
Let me remind y'all what I said it should be. Who I said the person of the year should be.
First you said that who it would be. You said
I did. I called.
You said it would be Greta Thunberg.
Right.
But you said and I agreed with you, and everyone here at FM Talk said, yeah, it should be the Hong Kong protesters.
And so what did the people, the 27 million, what would the survey say?
More than 30% of those 27 million people voted on the Hong Kong protesters as Time's Person of the Year.
Thank you.
Thunberg ended up with less than 4% of the vote. Less than
4%. The person that the starch collar folks thought should be the person of the year, only 4% of us regular folks believe that.
That's right. And you know who had more votes, or at least equal the votes of Greta Thunberg?
Who?
Keanu Reeves, his fan base. Keanu has such a fan base that they made a change.org petition to make him the 2019 Person of the Year. So they voted on that, and Keanu was selected by nearly 4.5% of the readers. But, I mean, it was an overwhelming win for the Hong Kong protesters. And Time really didn't answer why. After the vote came in, they said Time editors decide who is selected as the Person of the Year, an individual or group who, for better or worse, had the most influence on the world. This year, the climate change activist Greta Thunberg was named the Person of the Year, partly in recognition of the growing influence of youth demonstrators around the world on a variety of issues. But that's all they said. They didn't say...
Let me argue something here. Just a side note, out of the people in Hong Kong, and y'all talking about being when you protest in the United States, you're going to get, if you get in a scuffle with somebody, or you may go to jail, you know, and then bond right back out, right? These are the worst things that could happen to you. Protest in the United States, you protest against communist China, that may be your last day on earth.
Yeah, we've seen people get shot.
You may be your last day on earth, right? So I have another term for it, but I'll clean it up for the radio. The moxie of the people in Hong Kong to protest is huge. Mm-hmm. That bravery is huge. And if they're saying it is a youth protest movement, let's go and check the ages of the people protesting in Hong Kong. I bet you there's a lot of them that are youths that are protesting there. So it's not that it's a youth protest movement. It's specifically that Time Magazine has a bent because Thunberg is on this climate change thing. And so don't tell me it's just youth protest, because you could. You know, tase two birds with one stone by celebrating the Hong Kong protesters.
And I would even add in, and it hasn't even been mentioned, but Iranian protesters.
Right.
We saw this last week that, you know, Iran was cracking down on the protest. And
happens when you protest in Iran?
Oh, well, you die.
Yeah.
Or you go to jail for a long, long time.
Those people, those are the people that they want to celebrate. So, all right. So, off the soapbox and back down to the ground here to tell you about Alabamian of the Year 2019. Third year we've done this, and it's your chance right now to nominate the people. And it started off with just people, but it turns into people. It could be groups, places, things, critters that have most influenced the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. And it can be the only thing it has to achieve is being the thing that moved the needle the most in Alabama. So if it ends up positive, it's a good thing, then that's fine. But if another news story that's not positive moved the needle more, then that would be the winner. So once again, it's not a popularity contest. Not saying you can't put popular suggestions in there, but it's for that thing that most moved the needle news-wise in Alabama in 2019. So right now, y'all been texting in all week at 343-0106 and sending us emails, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com, and Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com. And we've been getting your nominations. We'll take them through tomorrow. And then coming up Monday, we'll have our first bracket. We'll put these names in, and then y'all will vote them down. So you have control of the nominations. You have control of the voting. It is your decision.
Yep, that easy.
All right, very good. 642. We'll check traffic coming up next.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
When a loved one is having a medical emergency, a few minutes can be the difference between life and death. As hospitals continue to close across Alabama, emergency care may be farther away than you think. That's why insurance profits shouldn't matter more than people. Over 117 million Americans depend on air medical transport during a life or death emergency. But insurance companies are refusing to pay for this life-saving service. Tell Senator Jones to side with patients, not insurance companies. Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Good morning, everyone. For the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Still no accidents and no delays across the Bayway, Daphne, Malvis, even Spanish Fork checking in with light traffic. As you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, watch for the state troopers. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Give the gift of blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good Friday morning, it's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The aftermath of last Friday's mass shooting at NAS Pensacola has now resulted in the Department of Defense announcing that new students will not enter this country until the department expands its role in the screening process and begins additional reviews. Right now, the majority of the screening is handled by the Departments of State and Homeland Security, as well as the host nation. The new screening guidelines should be in place in the next few days. The Deputy Defense Secretary has ordered a 10-day review of the vetting process that happened earlier this week. According to federal authorities, 21-year-old Saudi Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani killed 3 U.S. sailors and injured 8 other people last Friday. About a dozen Saudi students who are acquaintances of the shooter are currently confined to the base. The Pentagon has suspended flight and other operational training for all Saudi Arabian students in U.S. military programs. The DOD says that once the enhanced screening is completed, it will impact all international students. Big news for Clark County this morning. As we now know, they have been awarded a $1.6 million grant by the U.S. Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross made the announcement. The money will go toward infrastructure improvements at North Clark Industrial Park and then will be matched with $1.1 million in local funds. The improvements will aid a new lumber mill operation expected to create 125 jobs and generate some $188 million in investments. Governor Kay Ivey says, quote, adding 125 jobs in rural Alabama will transform not only the community, but the entire region. The project was made possible by the regional planning involving the Alabama Tom Bigbee Regional Commission. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you've taught us now fall is the time for planting.
Yes, fall is the time for planting here in the South. It's not Boston, it's not New York. Spring is not the best time. It's not a bad time, but fall really is the best time for this part of the country.
For planting what?
Well, trees, shrubs, sod, anything that's growing roots with cooler temperatures, cooler air temperatures, but the soil still stays warm. It's the perfect recipe to grow roots, and that's really what you want to do. When you get a plant from the nursery and you're taking it out of the pot, you want to get roots established quickly, and you want it to get established before the stress of summer, and this really is the best time to give you a big window before July, August, and it gets hot.
So if we're picturing new sod in the yard, a new tree, new bushes in the yard, now's the time to do it. If we want to see them in the spring, plant them now.
That's right. Now's the best time.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Your CBD store of Westmobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of Westmobile.
Celebrate the holidays with magic Christmas and lights at Bell and Grath Gardens and Home with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Tickets at bellandgrath.org.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Health says 4 people in Mobile County tested positive for acute hepatitis A. The virus is spread through contaminated food or water. Experts recommend getting vaccinated. A vote by the Alabama State School Board has eliminated Common Core as the state's math standard. The board voted 5-3 after a debate that led to some heated moments. Board member Stephanie Bell is worried that many on the board didn't get to see the final product before voting. Some of The changes include advanced courses and how students are taught to solve math problems. Ultimately, the board voted to approve the new standards. The changes will go into effect during the 2020-21 school year. The man accused of hitting and killing a woman and infant is expected to be sentenced today. Marquise Wallace was convicted of driving a car on Cervantes Street in Pensacola last year at about 90 miles per hour and hitting the two, then driving off. 7-month-old Neriah Baldwin and 28-year-old Nefertaria Williams were killed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Associated Press named LSU quarterback Joe Burrow the 2019 AP College Football Player of the Year, making Burrow the first LSU player to win the 21-year-old award. And it was a landslide win for the leader of the top-ranked team. Burrow received 51 of 54 first-place votes. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young came in second. Justin Fields finished in third. He's the quarterback of the Buckeyes. And Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts finished fourth. Those four are also the finalists for the Heisman Trophy, which will be handed out tomorrow in New York. And that wasn't the only hardware that Burrow left with last night. He won the Maxwell Award, which is given to the NCAA's Player of the Year, and the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year Award. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young won the Chuck Bednarik Award, which is given to the top defensive player. LSU's Jamar Chase won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver. Wisconsin's Jonathan Taylor won the Doak Walker Award for the second year in a row. That's the top running back award. Oregon offensive tackle Penei Sewell won the Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman. LSU safety Grant Delpit won the Thorpe Award as the best defensive back. Georgia's Rodrigo Blankenship won the Groza Award for top kicker. Kentucky's Max Duffy won the Ray Guy Award as the top punter. And LSU's Ed Orgeron won the Home Depot Coach of the Year Award. In the NFL last night, the Baltimore Ravens clinched the AFC North with a 42-21 win over the New York Jets. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing mark for a QB with 1,039 yards. That was the original record. Jackson broke it in the first quarter and finished the night with 86 yards rushing, pushing that record to 1,103 yards. Jackson also threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, further making his case for NFL MVP. And with a win next week in Cleveland, the 11-2 Ravens could clinch the top playoff seed in the AFC. In golf, the Americans fought back on day 2 of the President's Cup in Melbourne, Australia, but they weren't able to eat into the international team's lead with 2 days left to play. The international team won 2 of the alternate shot matches, matching Team USA, who also won 2. They halved the 5th match. Later today, there will be 4 matches of best ball and alternate shot before all 12 players compete in singles on the final day. Right now, Team USA is 3 points behind the international team. 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. State troopers are clear. No delays for the 1065 split. Highway 90, Halls Mill Road and Range Line looking good so far through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Downtown, the tunnels across the Bayway. No delays. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Malvis, and Loxley clear. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy tomorrow at Hobbytown USA from 1 to 7 o'clock. And you can sit in the race car, too. Find out more at Kane'sWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers today with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Suicide prevention is needed more and more across our nation. And according to healthcare providers, it's why this new source of help is being received with open arms. And your comments and feedback can make it even better. The Federal Communications Commission has started the process of designating a 3-digit suicide prevention number for those seeking mental health help. The number is 988, and it would be instituted nationwide. It's very similar to 911. Calls to the number would then be directed to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which has a network of 163 crisis centers. Right now, the Lifeline is available by calling 1-800-273-TALK and through online chats. Last year, the agency trained Lifeline counselors, and they answered more than 2.2 million calls and over 100,000 online chats. That's according to the FCC. So this proposal comes as statistics show suicide has increased in 49 of the 50 states in the period of 1999 to 2016, with an increase of greater than 20% in more than half those states. Here are the suicide prevention resources available in Alabama. The Alabama Suicide Prevention and Resource Coalition at phone number 205-323-7777. And of course, here locally, we have Lifeline's Family Counseling Center of Mobile. You can call 251-431-5111 or toll free 1-800-293-1117. Scary moments for a local jogger as Mobile police say that he was jogging at Tricentennial Park Sunday, December the 8th at approximately 2:45 a.m. The victim stated that after jogging in the park, he returned to his vehicle where he was approached by an unknown male armed with a gun, and that male demanded his property. The victim says that when he drove away, the subject fired multiple shots at his vehicle. If you have information about this case, you're encouraged to call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I guess you got to exercise when you can. 2:45 in the morning, getting out for the jog. Wow. Okay. By the way, too, traffic info. Thank you from the text line. An accident at the Alabama-Mississippi state line, I-10 eastbound. Two vehicles in the right lane, emergency vehicles on site. So once again, that is I-10 Alabama, Alabama-Mississippi line, I-10 eastbound has that accident. We'll get you more on traffic coming up in just about 8 minutes. Right now, we'll check in with News 5.